call this meeting to order. And we have before us, of course, a closed session going to take place. And I'd ask council at this particular time to motion that we move in camera.
Is it in camera?
No, excuse me. Forgive me. This is just a special council meeting to deal with the issue of the proposed zoning bylaw. We have before you, just before we begin with the agenda, are there any disclosures anyone wishes to declare at this time? Seeing no hands, of course, we'll have that noted into the minutes. And if perhaps during this session one finds themselves to be in conflict, notification to the chair, identifying exactly what the conflict is, and we certainly will have that recorded in the minutes before you this evening. You have a proposed zoning bylaw amendment for parts lots 2 and 3 on concession 3, 265 and 346 at concession 3 north. And we have our planner here, Rebecca, and would you take us through this at this time, Rebecca, please?
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Good evening, and good evening, members of council. This evening's public meeting is to consider a request for a zoning bylaw amendment under Section 34 of the Planning Act, submitted on behalf of Ted Halwa, planner with Monty Brown Planning Consultants, on behalf of 156083 Ontario Incorporated and 1710690 Ontario Incorporated. The subject lands affected by the proposed amendment are described as lots 2 and 3, concession 3, municipally known as 265, concession 3 north, and 349, concession 3 north. The property is approximately 635 meters frontage on concession 3 by 679 meters in depth, with a total area of 42 hectares or 104 acres. The proposed amendment to the zoning bylaw would change the zoning of the subject lands from agricultural zone to holding heavy industrial zone. The subject land is presently designated heavy industrial in the town's official plan. At such time that the holding symbol is removed, the effect of the zoning bylaw amendment will be to allow a full range of heavy industrial uses. The holding provision will remain in place to ensure the orderly development of the lands and adequate provision of municipal services as necessary, dependent on the future development proposed on this parcel. The holding symbol shall not be removed until a development agreement is entered into with the town for the subject lands. Future development on the site will also be subject to site plan control and all requirements under Section 41 of the Planning Act, including but not limited to buffering, landscaping, surfacing, ingress, and egress. The site plan review and approval process will result in the preparation of a development. The proposed zoning bylaw amendment was published and circulated to the required agencies, property owners, and municipal departments in accordance with the requirements of the Planning Act. The Essex Region Conservation Authority is recommending that a stormwater report be prepared as part of the site plan control process. The town will ensure that this is one of the required studies prepared as part of the site plan control process prior to removing the holding symbol. In closing, the recommendations with this report are that council approve the application for the zoning bylaw amendment, and that pending council consideration of the written and oral comments received at this public meeting, that zoning bylaw 2013-80 be considered at the regular council meeting following this public meeting. I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Thanks very much for that presentation, Rebecca. At this time, are there any questions or comments from council relative to this application? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Through you to Rebecca. Rebecca, were there any objectors regarding this?
There were no objectors at all, no.
Anyone else? Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Through you, I'd like to move that the report from the Manager of Planning and Development Services dated July 29, 2013 regarding the proposed zoning bylaw amendment parts lots 2 and 3, concession 3, 265 and 349, concession 3, be received, and that council approve the application from Ted Halwa, Monty Brown Planning Consultants, on behalf of Company 1560-8803, Ontario Incorporated, and 1710-690, Ontario Incorporated, for the zoning bylaw amendment, pending council consideration of written and oral comments received at this public meeting. The zoning bylaw 213-80 be considered at the regular council meeting following the public meeting.
There is support for that motion. Councillor Sutton supports that motion. Further discussions, if any? Further discussions of council on this motion? Are there anyone in the audience that would like to have anything to say? And I suppose that since there's no objectors, there's not too much you want to say, but hurry up and pass this and get it to our next council meeting. That being said, all in favor? Just one thing before we do that. It's important to understand, when you say the third concession, that's the third concession north.
Yes,
I think it's important that the minutes reflect that, okay, because we have two concessions because of Elma Street there. Okay, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried unanimously. Thank you very much, and that completes the item we have for this particular motion. I certainly would entertain a motion to rise. Deputy Mayor Sutherland, their supporter, Councillor Pilon supports that motion. All in favor? Motion is carried, and I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
That's what we did, didn't it?
No. Just a rule. Councillor Pilon? Motion to adjourn. It's been moved by Councillor Pilon, their supporter for that. Councillor Sutton, all in favor? Motion is carried.